Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. I hope you enjoy these segments. I enjoy coming into your home or wherever you may be watching this, and it's just such a blessing. Your faith facts, you know, you don't fear them, and you can change them with faith. It's such a blessing of the Lord. I want to talk about something that a lot of people say that I disagree with. I'm not saying they're wrong and I'm right, but I'm saying they're wrong and I'm right. Anyway, the whole key to this is this. Some people believe you can be saved and demon-possessed. I disagree with that. Because if God would want to live with the devil, why would he kick him out of heaven? So what makes you think he want to live with the devil inside of you? Makes total sense to me. In other words, I want to talk about there's no duplex in your heart. You see what I'm saying? I understand where they get that. He said, well, you can't be demon-possessed in the spirit, but it can be in the soulless realm. Or, you know, you can be heavily oppressed. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about that. But I tell you, I got a problem even with that. And some people say, only the word of God can divide soul and spirit. So a lot of people try to do that. The Bible says, only the word of God can do that. I want to read a scripture to you that'll help you. It's in Revelation chapter 3, verse 16. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. In other words, God's not going to put up with that craziness. So if he'll spit you out of his mouth because you're just halfway lukewarm or cold, I mean, I know he ain't going to live with the devil inside of you. You see what I'm saying? That doesn't mean you can't be heavily oppressed. I believe all that. And I know people say, well, the reason why I believe that, because sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so was in the church for years and they started foaming at the mouth and things of that nature. But that doesn't mean what everybody says automatically that can happen. I mean, you know, I could be a problem with the health. And I'm not saying it can't be a spirit. And some people say, well, they were never truly saved. That's another judgment. How can you judge someone's heart? You know, say, well, they never truly were saved, they were an apostate. Well, that's it. Only God can do that. Only the word of God can do that. Not some minister or whatever. I always say this, and I really mean this. If God doesn't say a lot about something, let me just say it like this. If God doesn't say much about something, we shouldn't be saying a lot about it. You understand what I'm saying? Because all it is speculation. Here's a wonderful scripture, Mark chapter 12, verses 30 and 31. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Now, you know, if you understand that and believe that, there ain't no room for the devil in you. Let me read it again. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, that's the mind, the will, and emotion. That's where some people say the devil resides. With all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. See, so nothing in there should fit other than this. And the second is likely named this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There's none other commandment greater than these. So I made up my mind years ago when I got born again. The door of my life was shut to the devil and the door to my life was open for the Lord Jesus Christ. Just that simple. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. That doesn't mean you don't get mad, may act like a devil sometimes, and you need to repent over that kind of stuff. But that doesn't mean you're possessed, whether it's spirit, soul, or whatever. Now, I know I'm going to get some heat on this, but I mean, that's just the way I believe. There's just no duplex in your heart. Let me go back to what I first said at the beginning of the Faith of Facts. If God would have wanted to live with the devil, he would have never kicked him out of heaven. So why should he live with the devil inside of you? Because Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's in your spirit. Your mind should be renewed so you don't go to conformity and you transform. You understand what I'm saying here? And I understand why people say what they say, but I just totally disagree with that. Because you see what? This is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Nothing should ever profane it. God even talks about your body. Present your body a living sacrifice, whole and acceptable under God, which is your reasonable service. Most people don't do that. Most people present their body all beat up, busted, stomped, and kicked, sick, and Jesus help me. Excuse me, this word of God will work not some of the time, but all the time. Well, I tried that. Well, trying don't ever get nothing. I didn't try to come do my faith to facts. I walked across that parking lot into this studio to do it. Just in other words, you got to put some action to it. So when you understand that, there is no duplex in your heart. I want God is in you spirit, in you soul, and in you body in every which way, shape, or form. Because there's no room for nothing else. You face that fact, and that fact will become a living reality in your life. I'm not moved by people's experiences or what they see. I'm moved by what the Word of God says. Enjoy that and face that fact, and you'll know. Bye.